I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Jones and Keefe.
4-0 Yankees, the pitch. Swinging a pop-up down the third baseline. Over is McMahon. He's got room. He makes the play. And the Yankees have eliminated the Red Sox. A masterpiece from Cam Schlittler. The defense let the Red Sox down tonight, and New York is on to the divisional series. A 4-0 win here tonight, and a team that all year long dug deep, found ways to answer back. Will Middlebrooks tonight just came up a little short.
Yeah, and you just wanted to walk away from this, not having to say you should have won game two.
Jones and Keefe, right now on WEEI.
Happy Friday.
Are you ready for the offseason, Keefe?
Yeah, because I didn't even really care. I didn't care actually at all. I decided it really wasn't even that interesting to me. I didn't care about the game, so I'm fine. I'm ready to move on. Pats play Sunday night.
Yeah, big Pats game.
Pats game.
Yeah, nationally televised game.
College football this weekend. Yep. Excited for that.
Maybe Belichick and Clemson.
Yeah, maybe go to a pumpkin patch. I'm fine. I didn't care. Actually, no, Jones, I'm wearing black today.
It was
the Red Sox funeral.
I noticed that.
That was devastating for so many reasons. It was demoralizing watching it unfold. And I don't know. I mean, there were issues that they had during the regular season that creeped back up in the game last night. But just losing it the way that you did, it was pretty agonizing. Pretty terrible.
And we knew pretty early. Like,
Todd early.
Yeah, we knew a Todd too early that it was like you just felt it.
Oh, my God. The way it was going.
The
and then,
second they yeah. gave up a run, I'm like, crap.
Oh, no.
Then I'm like, I'm rationalizing. Yeah. I'm like, all right, maybe you can go down 2. They were just down 2-0 the night before. I'm like, it's Schlittler over there.
Get to the bullpen.
It's just
they
Schlittler.
Did eventually.
They eventually barely got to the bullpen. But I'm like, all right, 2-0. I'm like rationalizing and bargaining with 2-0. Myself.
Even 2-0 did feel a little bit. Did feel a little bit like 12-0.
It felt like a lot.
Yeah.
And then the low error happened, and the floodgates were open, and it was death. So, yeah, last night wasn't close. That is as gutless and as just...
Oh, just they're what, like they were dead. Like it was like the last mile of a marathon, and they just hadn't trained for it. And you're like, you got to keep going, guys. This is an elimination game.
Gutless,
I don't know if Cora knew that.
I don't know if the players
knew that.
No.
There was nothing there. It was very odd. Because this team has had a lot of spark and response throughout the year. They even mentioned it on the horrible broadcast last night. The TV side, radio side, crushed it again.
Oh, radio
TV
was
side
great.
Was trash.
Carl Ravitch, if I never have to hear him again, I won't have an issue
That's
with
the
that.
Silver lining.
And it's
or you
not,
don't have to listen to those guys for the rest of the year.
It's not when I tweeted that last night, I'm like, well, upside is I don't have to hear Carl Ravitch anymore.
It's true.
People are like, yeah, they're so biased and in favor
it's
of
not
the Yankees.
That. I don't even care about that.
That's not it for me at all. He's just terrible.
They're terrible.
Atrocious.
It's really frustrating.
So
it made the game worse.
They interviewed Alex Cora in-game,
yeah,
and
yeah.
He's like, boy, yeah, the defense really let us down, and they came back, and Ravitch is like, boy, that's interesting. He said he thought the defense let him down. What do you think of that,
Carl? We know you watched it. You were calling it. The defense sucked that inning.
What are you talking about? What the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
What do you think of that, Coney? Like, boy, that was a hot take. Coney really threw his defense under the bus. I'm like, the defense was terrible.
Terrible.
What are you talking about?
And then they're still giving us anecdotes in the eighth inning about Schlittler's family or whatever. I'm like, all right, let's move past that. Let's talk about the game here. They have like 6 outs left in their season, and you're telling us about like where he likes to go on vacation. I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah.
So anyway,
they were telling the snowplow story from the Pats Dolphins game.
Awesome.
I'm like, cool Walpole fact there.
We've all been in the snow.
Yeah, thanks.
Carmen Ravage like, I know Massachusetts. Like, I don't care. Like, I don't care about any of that. But yeah, it was so frustrating. It looked like early in the game, you're like, all right, this might be a crazy pitcher's duel between two, you know, young rookies, two guys that have barely pitched in the majors. They were both kind of dominating a little bit, and then one kind of continued to dominate, and the other one had his entire team let him down.
Yeah.
His entire team let him down. Talking about Connolly early, because he pitched well, and then the defense sucked, and the same guys that sucked on defense sucked with the bat.
Well.
They didn't threaten to score. Not only did they not score in the game, they weren't close to scoring.
Keith, I almost parlayed four left-handed home runs last night for the Red Sox. As you texted me, you're like, you wouldn't even hit the Red Sox get the third bet.
No.
Never mind a home run bet.
If the Red Sox got a point for every time they got to second base, they would have lost 4-1. I mean, honest to God, they would have barely won. They would have barely won if they got a point to go to first base. They would have won 5-4, I think.
5-4.
To get to first.
Yeah.
So if you scored on second base, they would have lost by 3. Like, give me a break.
Not great.
Oh, my God, was that terrible.
Not great. So
my guy, Masataka Yoshida, did all he could.
He
tried to put the team on his back with some little laced singles.
Well, this is why, because you know we're going to hear from the little Devers cockroaches. I like how the Twitch chat is putting it. Like, you know we're going to hear from them.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm over that anyway.
His replacement at third base hit .300 for the series. His replacement at DH hit .571 in the series.
Yeah,
let's make it about Rafi Devers. But look, Justin in D.C. is one of those Devers people. He's right about Duran.
Yeah.
I know you feel that way about Duran.
Yep. Duran, dude. See you later.
Our guy Hogdale tweeted last night. You had a similar tweet, Keith.
Yeah.
But he's like, he better learn Minnesota Twins. Because
get ready to learn Minnesota Twins.
Get ready
buddy.
To go be a twin there, bud.
Yeah, the Twins.
Yeah, not great.
You know, he was horrible. He was horrible in the entire series. I also thought his effort defensively was poor. Jaren Duran went 1 of 11 at the dish. With a bunch of really non-competitive at bats.
So you're saying my take that he was going to come through and make a big play last night, that was not.
Maybe in game four. Maybe in game four.
Imagine not being able to throw out Stanton at second base when he didn't run.
I honestly think that was more story than Duran, but go.
I think it was underplayed how poorly Duran
hustled. Like,
was one of his issues 2 years ago.
Duran gave no effort after it.
He also thought it was a home run like Stanton.
He still got it to Story, who like lollygagged it in like he was Aaron Judge the other night, throwing it in.
It was comical because you're like, all right, do or die. Red Sox, Yankees, elimination game. Mike Stanton thinks he homered when he didn't, and then Jaren Duran trots after it, and then they have like a Little League relay to get to second base.
Story underhanded it into second base.
So the Yankees are thinking, how is that not a home run? The Red Sox are thinking, how did you not throw him out at second base? The guy Cadillac'd it around first. He looked at his dugout and was like, F us. I'm the man. Oh, I got to get going.
I better get on my horse.
And then he was fine because they couldn't get a simple relay throw in there.
So,
I also thought there was another play to left field that – not that Jaren Duran definitely was going to throw the guy out. I thought it might be a play at the plate, and it wasn't even close.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I was like, dude, where are you?
That was on Volpe.
Yeah.
And so, look, it was bad. It was a bad night for Duran, who I thought was going to come through. Bad series for Duran. Rafaela wasn't any better, maybe was worse.
Oh, that was.
So we'll get to it here all day long.
617-779-7937.
That's your phone number to jump in line. Vent today if you want. You can tell us how wrong we were. I had Sox in 2. Keith had Sox in 2.
Sox in 2 just missed.
Billy Sox in 2. Nick Sox in 2. Terp had Sox in 3.
So he got the games right.
He did get the correct amount of games. I guess Terp was just the most accurate.
Flip the team, though, I guess.
Yeah. So if you want to tell us how wrong we were, I know a lot of you thought they weren't going to win. You can weigh in. 617-779-7937. Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keith. Watch along and chat. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always, and I mean always, a healthy chat going on Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
And do the same on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. Let's take you through the fourth inning real quick, Keith. You just mentioned in the second, Stanton, Cadillacs should have been thrown out at second. Duran jogs after it. Story can't relay it in. So already you're like, wow, they dodged a bullet there. But early's cruising. Schlittler's throwing 101 on the other side.
Oh, my God. Just a smooth 100 the entire game.
I texted the group. I was like the Shaq meme where he's like, I was not familiar with his game.
No.
His first pitch, one of his first pitches was 101. I'm like, man, didn't know he did that.
Oh, no.
There's no way we're losing to a pitcher named Schnitzel.
Oh, they did. All right.
Oh, boy, did they ever.
The way he went through Duran, Story, Bregman in the first, I was like, son of a. Oh, this guy better, like, break his elbow.
I was like,
or this
wait a minute. This guy throws 101
the whole time.
Where did that come from?
He throws the whole time. He throws 101.
I knew he's from Walpole.
Guy's nasty.
I heard about the Walpole.
Yeah, Walpole.
I heard about his dad is a police chief in Needham. Yeah. His family renounced the Red Sox. Yeah, he went to Northie. I heard all that. Where was all the 101 talk?
Can we a little more hype on the 101?
Where was that?
The guy's just throwing absolute heat the whole time.
I heard everything about the guy's life story, and then he comes out and throws triple digits. Yeah. I'm like, where on earth did that come from?
He went to Northeastern. Dot dot dot. Throws 100 every single time.
That. Yeah.
Leave with the gas.
Where I guess I should have done more research, but I feel like everything I read about him, it was just, he's a local kid.
I know.
101, maybe mention that. So anyway, gutless, lifeless, but the fourth inning was the worst. Bellinger has a double.
No, it was not a double. That was, everybody tells me Rafael is the greatest center fielder they've ever seen in their lives. You got to make that play.
Well, I at first almost was more blaming Abreu for getting such a late break on him. I'm like, that's Abreu's ball.
And but you see the path.
I thought Rafaela was going to come in and bail him out. The path was terrible, and still, it hit him in the glove. I assumed it bounced first. It hit him in the glove.
Correct.
Rafaela doesn't make a play on that.
That's devastating. So you're already letting. So you have a rookie pitcher on the mound in Yankee Stadium, and he is holding his own. He is doing real well. And instead of runner on second, nobody out, it should be one down.
He's rolling,
and then you see where you go from there.
The place is bonkers.
Yep.
He walks Stanton next. He does.
Yeah, that was a close pit. It was a ball, but that was a close full count ball four.
He gets Rice to strike out. Rice looked awful last night.
Yeah.
Not that you can take much solace.
Rice was terrible, and that was like to your point yesterday is Boone going to feel the pressure to play Rice and Chisholm, even though it's against the lefty? And he clearly did because those guys were so good in game two. Didn't backfire on him, but the Ben Rice at bats were terrible. Well, like Ben Rice was not ready to face any of those lefties.
And they let him down in the field, too. Chisholm kept bouncing throws to second.
Yeah.
Rice dropped the pop-up.
Yeah.
But Chisholm was at least decent with a couple of hits last night.
Yeah.
Rosario, RBI single. Bellinger scores. It's 1-0.
But was that the one that – was that the one that Duran
– I thought it was the Volpe one off the top of my head, but it was one of these first two. Chisholm singles. Bases are loaded. Then Volpe singles. Stanton scores.
Yeah.
That's the one that Romy couldn't get to. Which I wanted Romy in there, but if you want to tell me Sogard gets to that, maybe.
Yeah, maybe he does.
Maybe he gets to that one.
Yep.
So now it's 2-0, and you're like, okay, just get out of this. Ground ball to first base, double play kind of ball, because it's Wells running down to first, mm-hmm. the catcher.
Mm-hmm.
Low error. It snowballs from there. 2-run score, 4-0. Game's basically over. Slayton comes in a couple of batters later. You think Cora was too slow to get Slayton in there?
Well, you know what's funny is I know that's the easy reaction, and people are even saying it in real time, but I was like, Early's not pitching bad. He has bad defense behind him. You know, like the Bellinger double shouldn't have been a double. And, yeah, he walked Stanton, but really not the worst thing in the world because – I thought it was a pretty competitive at bat, and Stanton smoked one into the wall his last at bat, and there's a open base.
The righties were scary against Early last night.
Were.
So anytime there was a lefty in there, I felt pretty good.
I didn't mind that.
Anytime there was a righty like Stanton or Judge, I was like, oh God.
Like that's the thing is, I know I'm probably in the minority, but I was like, I don't know, he's doing okay. Like he's not getting hit hard, and that was Cora's point during the in-game interview. Where he's like, oh, the defense let him down, and Ravage was like, huh, zoinks. It's like, yeah.
What?
Yeah, like, well, the defense sucked. So I could see both sides of it. I honestly would have left Early in there. Like, I thought he himself was pitching okay.
So you can only tell me so much that Cora's gonna empty the bucket, and it's a kitchen sink game.
It was. And that was surprising.
He will not let it get out of hand, and then Cora's, like, asleep. So, man, look, maybe Slayton would have come in, and it would have been bad. I have no idea. But he had a quicker hook with Bayo than he did with the rookie making his fifth start 30 days after he got promoted to the bigs in a playoff game.
Well,
like, that's nonsense.
It is. So in that regard, it's surprising, right? Because it was one of those things where it's like, well, pregame, you're telling me everybody's available. And now you're going about the fourth inning like nobody's available. They had four hits in the inning. Now, four quote-unquote hits.
None were hit hard.
That's what I'm saying. None of them were hit hard.
That's
so
true.
It's like, it wasn't the pitcher's fault, and unless you think he's just going to completely lose his composure because things are going against him, that might be a reason to take him out. But as far as his stuff, it wasn't like he was giving up just smash moon rockets all over the place. Like, you got to make – well, actually, the one went so high up in the air, it kind of did touch the moon, but just straight up. So, believe it or not, no. I think most people have a big problem with that.
I don't know how different things would have been. The defense let them down.
Fair point. Here's Cora on that fourth inning where it unraveled and the defense did let them down.
Alex, just that bottom of the fourth inning, just how tough was that? Just the way it unfolded and the way it might have
been? Yeah, we didn't play defense. The pop-up drops, he's a double, then we walk. There's a walk, and, you know, they didn't hit the ball hard, but they found holes, and, you know, it just happened fast. You know, the kid did a good job. He threw the ball well, induced them to weak contact, you know, but it just didn't happen for us tonight.
Okay, didn't happen for us. Defense let him down. I agree with most of that. Still could have had a quicker hook to get into the bullpen, but we can discuss that. Again, it's 617-779-7937.
No, it was the first RBI.
It was the first one. Sorry, not the Volpe one.
Yeah, because Rosario singled to left field, so that's where, and it was shallow left. And Bellinger's on second, because the other one, I think the runner's already on third, so I didn't expect him to score. But, like, Bellinger, who does run well, but he's on second base. I'm like, there should at least be a play there. And it was like it wasn't even close. And you're like, I don't know, it was something, they just weren't engaged defensively. It was bizarre. And it wasn't just one guy. It was Rafaela, it was Lowe, it was Romy, it was Duran. It was bizarre.
And, like, you know, Lowe is regarded as a good defensive player. Rafaela is a real high-end defensive player, and it's guys letting you down. Meanwhile, you have Schlittler on the other side.
Oh, my God.
Jeff Passan last night tweeted this out. I couldn't believe this tweet. Yankees rookie Cam Schlittler. His night is done. He went 8 shutout, allowed 5, didn't walk a batter, struck out 12. He's the first pitcher, not in Yankee history.
No.
Not since 2000.
Right.
The first pitcher.
Also not in a debut.
Nope. The first pitcher in baseball history to go 8 innings, walk none, punch out 12 in a postseason game.
There's no way we're losing to a pitcher named Schnitzel.
Yeah, it's like, is it the greatest postseason game of all time? I mean it's on the short list based on the numbers.
At first,
Game 7 of the World Series, but
I'll give ESPN credit for this. They were starting to compare him to Beckett, and I'm like, would you calm down? And then I'm like, well, that was a pretty unbelievable performance from that kid. So I don't know what kind of chance you had last night against Schlittler. Never mind if your defense is letting it. Like, I don't know what kind of chance you had against that guy. It does magnify how bad game two was and the mistake with third base coach Kyle Hudson and all the mistakes in game two.
Oh, yeah, you should have won game two.
You never should have even been in game three last night.
Right.
And the fact that you were there and the kid did that, if you just took care of it in game two, you never would have had to deal with that.
And you know how Schlittler celebrated the win? He tweeted at friend of the show, Lucy Burge.
I did see this.
So Lucy tweeted out before the series, Sox in two. And then he responded last night, not this year.
Nice.
He responded.
Now, why do you think he didn't respond? Because we all picked Sox in two.
He did not respond. Did you check the notifications?
Why do you think he didn't respond to us?
Can't think of any reason. Can't think of any reason at all.
Little late night horn dog champagne for him.
Just cool off.
Yeah,
Schlittler.
Seriously. Jumping in the DMs there, Schlittler. But anyway, he was unbelievable. Red Sox bats for the series. 6 runs. 19 for 96. That's 198.
198.
3 doubles, a homer, 30 strikeouts. That's probably not going to get it done.
No.
I would say this. I don't think the Yankees' offense was anything special either. Like, you talk about that inning last night.
No, they weren't.
That was all the Red Sox letting them down defensively and a bunch of soft contact.
But yet, I thought Trevor Story had a decent series. I thought Bregman was decent. Yoshida was good. Sogard had, like, a highlight. Really, every other guy in the order didn't do anything.
Oh, the Narvaez, Duran, Rafaela, like, that whole pocket, as Cora likes to call it, not very successful.
But even the quote-unquote, like, left-handed killers, like Ref Snyder and Romy, did nothing.
Good boy.
They didn't help at all. So, yeah, that was tough. Willie Abreu, didn't get a hit.
He looked like he'd never seen a fastball before.
Abreu,
Abreu was rough.
One of them was in the glove before he started swinging.
That was the Bayou Classic.
So, I don't know what kind of chance they had against Schlittler last night, the way he was throwing. I gasped when he started 1-on-1. I was not ready for that.
Like, maybe the gun's juiced, and then you'd see the late swings, and you're like, no, it's not.
Not ready for that, but you never should have been in that spot because of game two. So, that's still under the microscope. You can vent about last night. What's the issue on this team? Who do you blame? I know a lot of people are still blaming Red Sox ownership. Mm. John Henry. People don't like what Breslow did at the trade deadline. The Rafi Devers cockroaches are crawling out of the woodwork. So there's takes on all that. You can discuss. It's all on the table here today on Jones and Keefe. It is a Patriots Friday. We're going to talk to Mike Emwenu in the 1 o'clock hour. We have all our normal bells and whistles. Top 5 Friday. We're going to give you the most hated all-time Yankees coming up.
It's a long list.
At 10:45. It's a growing list, yeah, is what it is.
Schlittler number one.
He could be on there. We got the Friday four-pack at 11:30. Week in review at 12:45. We got...
Oh, the keys!
Keith's keys, unfortunately.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Definitely not the Sox Jays.
No.
Keith's keys to Pats and Bills at 1 o'clock. Plus, we'll get to the Bozo touchdown parlay, our survivor picks, all that coming up today. More second guesses for the Red Sox last night. And why are they so poor on defense? Who should we blame? They were the worst defensive team in baseball all season long. That let them down last night. Who do we blame for that? Right after Trending with Billy Lanny.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.